building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Good morning or afternoon, whenever, or I guess evening, whenever you're listening to this, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today's topic is how to be a leader when you don't want to be a manager. I'm really excited to dig into this one. It was a listener submitted topic from a while ago that I found on my list of submitted topics. And I really thought a lot about it while I was creating the outline for this episode. And by the way, I am recovering from a cold. So if I'm gasping for air and sound like I have a stuffy nose, well, I do. But, you know, I'm here recording anyway because I just love talking to you guys. And I really was excited about this topic in particular. So there's this weird thing that happens in business. When you step into a leadership role, you automatically become a manager. But is that really how you should be promoting people and organizing companies? I kind of don't think so, but people don't really second guess this. Over the last 11 years of running a business, I've learned that a lot of people, actually probably most people, are not naturally cut out to be managers. Being a manager has to be something that you really want to do, and it has to be something that you work at and you have to want to work at it. It's not something that you just show up and wing and do. And I have made the mistake of just showing up and winging it myself. And I've made the mistake of letting other people wing it within my business. And you can really create a really crappy environment really quickly by doing that. Lessons have been learned. So I know that you have all worked for a manager that either wasn't cut out to be a manager, didn't want to be a manager, didn't have the tools to be a manager. Who knows? The list goes on. I don't really want to call anyone out here with my own personal stories because I feel like, you know, everyone is able to self-reflect. And if you have self-reflected, you know that there are things that you can do better, you know, and really, when can we not do things better? There are always things that we can do better. Even things that you're really good at, you can improve. So instead, I'm going to talk about when I first became a manager, which I'm not really sure that I've ever told this story on this podcast. I was put in charge of the marketing department at a medium-sized software company when I was in my mid-20s, and I am not sure that I really had any business being there. I was definitely bright, I was hardworking, and I definitely did not have the experience to be running a department. Who in their mid-20s does, right? Like, there's almost no way you can get the amount of experience that you should have to run a department at what was like a $60 million company at that time. With that came employees. At first, it was one, and then the team grew a little bit before I ended up leaving. And that one employee kind of scared me because she was just as qualified as me, if not actually more qualified than me. In fact, when they were hiring for my position, she competed for it. And I knew that managing her would be a challenge, not because of her personality or anything like that, but because she was so qualified. And at that time, I mean, be it imposter syndrome or the truth, who knows? I thought that she was more qualified and maybe even more deserving of the job than I was. I did not have any training on how to be a manager, and I sure did blame the company instead of taking it on myself, which in hindsight, I'm sure, you know, I could have taken the initiative to do some learning, buy a book and read it, but also giving myself some grace. I was a 25-year-old stuck into a leadership position, and a company that is that established probably could have given me some resources. There are some things in that position that I did well that I remember. Like, I helped her negotiate for a raise right away, and I taught her how to do that. And I have taught many women how to do that since then, even ones that are working for me and are negotiating with me, which I think is cool. And I helped her just learn how to navigate politics in a corporate environment, which, I mean, when I entered corporate, I was like a bull in a china shop. I have a big personality and I have a lot of opinions, and I learned some things the hard way, but I did learn. And I was trying to teach her, I guess, while I was learning. And then I was also teaching her how to stand up for herself, because being a young woman working in a corporate environment isn't easy. It wasn't easy then. It isn't easy now. I don't think it's really ever going to be easy or equal. I mean, maybe that's a pessimistic view, but I do think that we will always have a fight to fight. And frankly, there were other things that I didn't do well. I had no idea how to manage my stress and not take things out on her, which I didn't do on purpose. But hey, you know, when you're stressed out at work and you work really closely with one other person, we were both just pouring our stress out on each other. I had no real accountability systems in place. And in some ways, the department was a mess. In some ways, it was great. And in some ways, it was a mess. So when I started this company, Excelity, I knew that I had to become a better manager, because when you run the company, there's no way to get out of being a manager unless you, I mean, eventually get to a point where you have managers managing people, which you can, but it's not immediate. But anyway, today, I really like certain aspects of being a manager, and I have worked really hard to get better at it. I have read the books. I have done the coaching. I have figured out how to give guardrails, how to not micromanage, but manage enough. I think there is a delicate balance there, and I sometimes go too far the other way. I don't want to be a micromanager, but you do have to give people guidance. How to implement systems of accountability without being overbearing or rude. How to give help when needed, but give people freedom when not needed. I think a big part of being a good manager is managing your own stress and just generally being a good person and an understanding person, no matter what is going on with you and with other people. So what about the people that want to move up and advance in their careers, but they don't want to be managers? In my experience, there are a lot of these people. And frankly, we have a lot of them within Excelity. There are a lot of people within the company that are really freaking good at their jobs, and they want to keep getting better at their jobs instead of going into the administrative parts of the business and of management. And that is absolutely okay. I think that one thing that you realize when you are building a business or you move up in a business is that often when you move up or you move into leadership, you end up doing what you weren't really there to do in the first place, which is all the admin, the sales, whatever it may be. And sometimes you move away from the things that you love. Now, I have moved into and learned to love the art of growing, the part of building, of growing, and just of like problem solving and figuring it out. And I still do client work. I do a whole bunch of different things within the business. But for many, many people, they want to keep doing the things that they were doing in the first place. And that's okay. In many ways, I think it can be preferred. And these are my thoughts around how to manage people that don't want to be managers. First, let the people that want to be managers manage and continue to develop them. We have a couple of these. I can think of one really great example within Excelity, and that is my partner, Jenny. She loves managing people, and she's really freaking good at it. She has really developed those skills over time, and she has developed herself. She has multiple teams that she manages, and she is a guide, a resource. She doesn't have to be an expert in what every single person does, but she does dedicate herself to really understanding their craft and making sure that she gets it so that she can guide them and give them the resources that she needs. And she acts as an accountability partner, but not a micromanager. And I think it works perfectly. Then within any team at any business, I really think that anyone can be a leader. And sometimes titles are irrelevant. And I think it's easy for me to say this within a small company. You know, within bigger companies, sometimes titles are king, but you can make titles irrelevant, is my opinion. And I think that you can be at any level within any company and you can be a leader. And I myself have tried to be a leader in every single position I've been in since I was an intern. When I went into GE Healthcare as an intern, I was like, I am here to lead. And I did my darndest to be like the top freaking intern until I moved out of that program. And honestly, it was fun and I love to compete. So here are some things to consider if you don't want to manage. Could you be an informal leader of a certain area of the business? Honestly, sometimes you can nominate yourself to these things. Could you be a thought leader? Could you be a change leader? A lot of organizations need change leaders and they do not put them in place. You could do that yourself. Could you be a leader of a process, of a deliverable, of a product, of a service? Do you want to specialize your skills or your job further? Specialization can really, really make you and your job invaluable, and it's a path that sometimes people don't consider. Are there skills that you want to develop that can make you a leader without making you a manager? So one example here is within our company, all of our creatives work on developing their pitching skills to clients. And those are essentially like speaking, public speaking, and sales skills. And they can be hard to sharpen when you're not in front of clients all the time. They're extremely important development areas, but they're not management skills. Overall, if I'm looking to sharpen my skills and to move up, or if I have really high potential people that don't want to be managers, I would ask, how can I continue to challenge them and make them invaluable when it doesn't involve people management? And I think where there's a will, there's a way. If you are leading the company and you have high performers that don't want to manage, consider, can you structure your organization or departments in a way to make it work? The traditional business hierarchy of departments and like 700 layers of middle management, it doesn't work everywhere and it doesn't have to apply to you. You do not have to apply it in your business. In my mind, whatever works goes. And it's taken me a while to figure this out. You know, I set out to grow my business and I put a layer of management in place. And it turned out that it wasn't totally necessary at our size. And I think the beauty is that when you figure things like this out, you can explore growth in different ways and you can give people opportunities that you didn't even know existed. All right, that is my maybe somewhat long thoughts on how to be a leader when you don't want to be a manager. I hope that I gave you something to chew on today. I really think that this is such an interesting topic because it goes against so many of the normal conventions of business. And anywhere that we can challenge the norm and how business always has been or how it just works, I think is really cool. And I think the kind of people that listen to this podcast are out there challenging the norm every single day. If you got value out of this podcast, please send it to just one person that needs to hear this message or share it on social. And if you do, make sure you tag me. I really appreciate you listening today and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.